In the horse race that is this year's Republican gubernatorial primary, Scott compares himself to the 2014 Kentucky Derby winner.
I'm California Chrome. Remember how far California Chrome was behind coming in who won the race?
But California Chrome shines bright in the Kentucky Derby!
California Chrome's jockey, Victor Espinoza, drafted behind two speedier horses before sprinting to the finish for his second Kentucky Derby win. And in a primary election in which only 10% of eligible voters are predicted to vote, Scott says he has a loyal base that'll come out for him just when he needs them to.
Well, my people are hard. They're hard, solid people. They don't change. Everybody else has got some soft votes they're showing right now.
The 67-year-old describes himself as a lunch pail Republican that wants to run a working people government. Scott doesn't always toe the GOP party line, and for that reason, he says he hasn't gotten institutional support.
The Republican leadership doesn't want me to win. They don't want me because I don't take a bit in a bridle. I don't wear a saddle. You don't see any big industries running here with sacks of money to fund my campaign.
As of May 4th, Scott raised $280,000 for his campaign. Nearly $200,000 of that was his own money. His fundraising numbers are dwarfed by the millions raised by his Republican opponents. Instead of relying on advertising, Scott has performed stunts and taken every opportunity to speak at length about how he'd run Kentucky, innovative coal-fired power plants, work training for addicted criminals, and funding the state's ailing pension systems with expanded gambling at some racetracks.
I don't buy this argument that I'm creating new gamblers. I'm just catching the ones that are carrying my money out of the state, and my people need it, not Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia.
Like his fellow Republican candidates, Scott wants to do away with the state's health insurance exchange. He also says he wouldn't raise the minimum wage, and he supports the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Scott differs from his opponents in that he wouldn't push for statewide right-to-work legislation, saying that doing so would activate pro-union voters.
I'm not going to run on a right-to-work issue that will cost the Republican Party the race in November.
Scott hails from heavily Democratic Pike County. He says he's the best man to beat Attorney General Jack Conway, the likely Democratic candidate, because he'll bleed Democratic votes from eastern Kentucky and rural western Kentucky.
But we'll square off and I'll win.
In his 2012 race for re-election to his seat on the Kentucky Supreme Court, Scott beat out former Supreme Court Justice Janet Stumbo, a Democrat, in all of the eastern Kentucky district's 22 counties. Scott's record as a judge has skewed liberal at times, at least when it comes to eastern Kentucky coal miners. As a justice, Scott famously ruled in favor of coal miners with black lung who had been denied health benefits. As a Pike Circuit Court judge in the 1980s, he ruled against Bethlehem Steel for illegally mining 625,000 tons of coal from a Pike County farmer's land, a case that ended up awarding the farmer's heirs $40 million in damages. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.